Chapter 3. The funeral home is a dark marble cube. My silhouette's reflection in the stone is anonymous and unassuming. Shadow self, are you ready? The silhouette straightens her back, lifts her chin. A figure passes behind and I turn, embarrassed. Count on me to get caught checking myself out before a funeral. A woman a head taller than me, with deep lines around her blue eyes, stands behind me, fussing with her hair. The wine-stained birthmarks covering her cheek are unmistakable. Miss Danny? I say, and balk at the absurdity of calling her that as an adult. Her mouth hangs open.
Chizuru?
She inhales sharply, as if she's trying to suck the name back in, and then she's engulfing me in a hug.
I hardly recognize you,
she says, pulling back. Her dark curls are streaked with gray. A red shawl covers her shoulders, and pale stone bracelets, one yellow, one blue, encircle each thin wrist. What is she doing here? Ah, she loved my father's music. Used to tune her blue boombox to the classical station during class, annoying the vice principal whenever he passed in the hall. Once in a while, a performance of Heroes would come on, and kids would giggle and watch me to see how I'd react.
What a talent,
Miss Danny would say, except instead of talent, she'd use the Japanese version of the word, tarento. This added to my discomfort, as if I were responsible for her corny language mixing and poor pronunciation. I couldn't look too proud, but I couldn't seem embarrassed of my father either.
It's a surprise to see you, I say.
And you as well. I say I'm sorry for your loss, but
we hadn't been in touch. I lower my voice.
And I'm not Chizuru anymore. It's Rio now. Rio Silvestri.
Miss Daniela Townsend, my English teacher during that terrible year, my last in Japanese public school. Miss Danny, the only teacher who didn't pretend.